This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stefan with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Friday the 24th of July, the situation that many people had wondered about for this past week or two. Well, actually, the business about whether the UK stays in the European Union has been a discussion topic for how long? A year?
Yeah, a long
2 years?
Yeah. And the issue was what? In your opinions, what would the two of you say was the big issue in terms of the Brits staying in the European Union?
I think it was mostly financial, right?
Yeah, economy and also, I think, security. I mean, I would say that probably the inception of the refugees had a huge impact on the decision because, you know, I don't think we knew this so much here in the United States, but the European Union dictated how many refugees Britain was getting. It didn't matter what their government said. It was the European Union saying, you're going to get X, Y, Z.
Yeah. And that's why, that's the key thing. I think
that's
you just
a problem.
Hit the nail on the head. I believe that's why they voted. Remember, London seems to be the only city and the only part of England that benefited from the EU because of the trade, people coming back and forth, good for business. Rest of the country didn't like it, especially when the immigration situation got out of hand and these people that are coming from all over the Middle East just fanned out all over England, going to Manchester, Birmingham, down to the southwest coast, to Southampton, off into the country, all over the place, people walking around like nomads. And that's what did it. That's what killed this relationship, and it's going
it's okay
to kill.
To be a nationalist. I don't know why we're away. We've moved away from that to this globalist movement. But there's nothing wrong with voting for nationalism, really.
Well,
the problem though is that they're not going to get away from this. Though they have so many deals and contracts in place that they're going to have to do business with the EU, and so it's they're not going to have complete control over the borders that I think a lot of people believe they're going to.
But under the circumstances, this what it does is slap everybody to the side of the head to realize what an outrageous problem we have created in the Middle East. Mm. We have created a problem that now has ramifications not only in Europe but all around the world. And it isn't. It's. But to be fair, actually, what I just said isn't right. I don't want to. I often say George Bush is the reason that this is a problem. In the current sort of modern time, yes. But the Brits actually are responsible for what happened in Iraq because what they did when the British Empire expanded over pretty much the entire globe, they went into what wasn't Iraq. There were three different tribal countries there, now represented by the Sunnis, the Shiites, and the Kurds. They were all separate tribal entities. Same thing they did in Asia, same thing they did in Africa, they did in the Middle East. So they chopped up this area, created an artificial country that brought these groups together that hadn't been together. They don't like each other. They don't want to be together. So thus the war started. And then from it has been created all kinds of mayhem. The most recent addition of Saddam Hussein to the list of the most unpopular people in the world, and then it has fallen apart. So the Brits, basically, if you really want to look in a mirror, the Brits have nobody to blame for the problem of immigration in their country but themselves. Now, fast forward to 2016, What do you do about it? How do you fix it?
The way it's being fixed
isn't the way it it's not. It's an impossible situation. You can't keep doing this. They can't. We can't. Nobody can. You can't have 60 million plus homeless people wandering around like nomads and expect there not to be any consequences. And because the world, the British and the Europeans and the Americans and the Russians and whoever else had some quasi-interest in what's going on in the Middle East, because they haven't dealt with Daesh, because they're running rampant over there, we're giving them lip service, drop a few bombs, shoot them up a little bit every day. That's not
that's
the way
laughable.
To fix the problem.
No. You hit one, 20 more pop up. I said it's laughable. You hit one with the drone, 20 more pop up.
Right. So here's an incredible problem created by the human condition of greed, lust, avarice, whatever. All right, the Brits wanted to control everything. And so, for a while they did, until people woke up to the right of self-determination, and they blew off the Brits. But in the meantime, the damage had been done. And so now, we have this situation, and then we dealt with it in our own way, which wasn't correct, and made it worse. And so, and now it's more of a problem than it ever was. And we're not dealing with it. It's the same. Maybe this is just part of the human condition. Maybe that's, yeah.
There are a ton of correlations between what people are running from, the refugees are running from, and communism. And until you start conquering what people are thinking is, I mean, it really is like fighting like Reagan did. He fought an ideology of communism. You have to fight that same thing. It's not drone strikes anymore. It just doesn't work because it's not like
it's
fighting an international war.
It's the minds of people. We're spending all this money because the military-industrial complex controls what happens in our country and most of the civilized Western world, and now pretty much what goes on in the rest of the world. It's all about the military. It's all about money being made, and the people become pawns in it. Soldiers are used as fodder so these companies can make money. That's all it's about.
I don't understand why the Brits and why the U.S., why we don't sit on the doorstep of countries like Saudi Arabia and say, you have the resources. We'll even give you more resources to house the people. I mean, under U.N. resolution, refugees are supposed to go to the nearest, safest area until problems have passed. And instead, they're being resettled in America, or they're being resettled in Britain or in Germany, when there are places much closer to their homes where people speak the same language that they do, and they're not going there. They're being shipped everywhere else. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, it doesn't make any sense to a lot of people. It's now 13 after the hour. In a moment, we're going to do a little traveling. We're going to do a little training. We're going to do a little exercising. The Ultimate Endurance Challenge, up next here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen. Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store staples.com for details.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
You won't stink!
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And I see how Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, the Smart Relief is so smart they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. I need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
Time for us now to do a little exploring with a lady who's quite an accomplished athlete. Masha Gordon, 43 years old. You don't mind, Masha, that I say you're 42, right?
That's right, yes. It's all right. Hi, Doug.
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Very good.
I'm fascinated by your career, but more what you're trying to do with this Explorers Grand Slam. You are on track, as I understand it, to be the fastest woman ever to complete the Explorers Grand Slam. So let's talk about the seven summits that you have to conquer. What's the Explorers Grand Slam all about?
Sure, Doug. Well, actually, I have become the fastest woman to do Explorers Grand Slam. I finished with the summit of Denali a couple of weeks ago. You have to climb the highest mountain on every continent, and you have to trek about 60 nautical miles to each of the poles, the North and the South Poles. I've done it under 8 months, and the previous record was 11 months.
Were you an athlete always in your life? Have you always been a strong woman?
Not at all. I failed PE in school. I was never, ever athletic. I've never seen myself as that. And in my early 30s, I went on a scramble on a hike that a friend suggested, and I fell in love with this feeling of overcoming yourself, of getting on the summit, and getting those happy hormones that you get from runner's high, or in my case, walker's high.
Walker's high. An interesting concept, that is. So tell us what, just give us a few seconds on what it felt like. What was the most, of all the seven mountains that you climbed, which one was the most exciting when you got to the top?
Well, look, obviously Everest stands out as something that is extraordinary, very, very storied. You feel you belong to history. I was probably only the 400th woman to get to the top of Everest. So that was amazing, and it was an extraordinary journey that required endurance. But to be honest, Denali, my last peak, I was climbing it for the second time. I did a technical route, and it was an amazing, fabulous, beautiful, beautiful place.
So how did you, couldn't obviously bring your children. You have two children. You couldn't bring them with you. How did you sort of recount for them when you got back what the experience was like?
Well, I actually took them with me, if you wish. Yeah, they're 6 and 8, and clearly they couldn't come on the summit. They don't have yet the endurance of doing that. But I got them to write messages on all my equipment with Sharpie Extreme markers that don't fade and these extreme conditions that I was in. And, you know, when I was climbing those pitches on Denali, having the words from my daughter protrude through the snow in my eyes, "Mommy, you can do it, you are strong," really, really motivated me. So, and then obviously I was communicating back with the world through Instagram, and my kids could see their objects in the Instagram messages, and that made them feel they were a part of the journey as well.
How have you been able to deal with your business life, with your career? Because obviously the training takes a lot of time, and then the actual events take a lot of time. So how has that worked into your life?
Sure. So a couple of years ago, I switched to a portfolio career. I sit on boards of companies and nonprofits. So that gave me more time to do adventuring and to do more training. So this challenge took me out for a couple of months this spring, so clearly I couldn't be as present. But other than that, I was able to fit it in because of my choice of doing the portfolio job rather than the full-time job.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's quite an accomplishment. You should be proud of yourself. This is a very, very interesting overview. If you want to see more about what Masha has done, follow her exploring, if you will. Go to facebook.com/ Sharpie to see the story of her doing the Grand Slam. And hopefully now you've done this, what do you do now for excitement?
Well, I'm going to take my kids on an adventure holiday this summer in Costa Rica, and then I will attempt a first ascent in Nepal, so that's the ultimate prize.
Good luck to you. Nice to meet you. Thank you. Masha Gordon, who has done extraordinary things that she didn't expect she would accomplish. 21 after the hour.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
One of the most talked about and followed anthems in rock history, the Lead Guys, who were apparently bad guys, according to a group called Spirit. What I didn't realize is that Led Zeppelin opened for Spirit. Who among us knows even now today after, what was it, 1968 or something, who Spirit was? The song Taurus, supposedly, according to the people that are running the trust for the former lead singer of Spirit, was the inspiration for the Taurus song, inspiration for Stairway to Heaven. This is Taurus. Listen and see if you agree with that. By the way, they lost in court. Taurus, the Spirit did. Zeppelin was cleared of the accusation. Okay, I think I'll take a nap now. I would have liked to have been in court because they were playing these songs in court during
the jury
procedure. Yeah, right, exactly. Jimmy Page nodded it off. Anyway, the jury listened to these songs and said, "What are you nuts? Go away." Again, back to the theory. There are only eight notes. Music has eight notes, that's it. So what are the likelihoods when you consider, the thousands of songs that are produced every year?
Everything's stolen then, right?
Of course it is. It's like the old expression, there are no new or original thoughts. Under the circumstances, you'd like to think there's a few, but when it comes to music, there are eight notes, that's it. How many combos are there? It's sort of the same thing. Think about the fact that there are only 26 letters in the alphabet. Look at all the words that are made with those 26 words, but they're still, 26 letters, but there's still only 26 letters. So there's one word, the old business about here and here, H-E-A-R and H-E-R-E. Yeah, it's the same kind of a thing. It's the same argument. So the people who created the word here, H-E-A-R, they're going to get sued by the people who created the word here, H-E-R-E, because it sounds like it.
Do you know who those people were, by the way?
I know, right? I heard they had beards. That's all I know about them.
The ears had beards?
The ears had beards. Barbara Streisand has released a new album of duets.
Okay.
Another one of her duets from the upcoming album Encore, which features a song she recorded with Jamie Foxx. And it's in a video. Their version of the song from The Sound of Music, Climb Every Mountain. Is that what we have? Is that what the audio is in the background here?
No, but I'm about to play that. Here we go.
Yeah, let's listen to it.
That wasn't it, by the way.
Just kidding.
I didn't think he could sing like that.
No.
Yeah. All right, so let's listen to them
those
talk about it.
Inspirational lyrics for.
Follow every byway, every path you know.
I actually want to get this. I want to hear.
He is very funny, and he does these voices. All of a sudden, he became Quincy Jones.
Tell you what, man, she's on top of it, baby.
Oh, Quincy.
Yeah, man.
All right.
That's, man, she's, man, you got to be on point, man.
For someone like Barbara Streisand to open up and say, come and play and come be a part of it, where do you go from here?
Alec Baldwin, Hugh Jackman, Seth MacFarlane. Daisy Ridley from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Anne Hathaway. They're all on this new album of duets. What you wouldn't expect. I want to hear. I want to see. Do we have the whole thing?
No, it's not released yet. She's just giving little teases.
That sounds like a fabulous excursion.
At least interesting, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I mean, again, I'm not interested in Hugh Jackman necessarily. I don't care much for Seth MacFarlane. But I am interested in hearing what Alec Baldwin sounds like.
Yeah, me too. I feel like he's the weakest link.
Yeah, that's my interest.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. So good for her. Congratulations. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, the senior dog. You know, many similarities exist between the aging process in humans and the aging process in dogs. For instance, a sign of aging common in both is the graying of the hair around the head. In dogs, it's particularly apparent around the muzzle and the ears. Both older people and older dogs are likely to experience the stiffness associated with arthritis of the joints. And just as with older people, older dogs are prone to losing a portion or all of their eyesight and their hearing. Finally, without proper dental care, both species are prone to gum disease and teeth loss. That's why it's so important to brush your dog's teeth and have regular dental checkups by your veterinarian. By doing such, your dog will be able to enjoy rawhide bones and chew toys like he did when he was enjoying them as a puppy. And remember this, as our dogs get older, they need exercise as well. Just because they become a fixture in the house, don't forget to teach them a new trick, take them for a special walk, or ride in the car to the beach. You know, mental stimulation will keep your dog happier and living a bit longer. I'm Warren Eckstein.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Reminding me of yesterday. You're so stuck on bringing me down. You should know by now that I'm
about 34 after the hour. Doug, Jennifer, Victoria. The Kara at the controls in our studio in Washington. For the foodies, you may be happy to hear that the Senate of the United States yesterday reached a compromise agreement regarding labeling for food that contains GMO, genetically modified ingredients.
The GMO.
So what this does, GMO, yes.
Yeah,
no more GMOs. Or at least if the GMOs are in the food, you'll know it. You'll know it because the GMOs are going to be GNOWN.
They'll show it.
Yes, right. They will. The shenoning.
Good, now, it's about time.
Yeah, it is actually about time.
Jeez.
There was a bunch of sort of patchwork of complicated and very conflicting state laws. Vermont had a law that was set to start the 1st of July, and it probably will still go into effect because it looks like this ruling will allow that to happen. The bad guy here was Senator Roberts from Kansas. He's the chair of the Agriculture Committee and a bad guy, just basically bad. He's in the pocket of the big ag companies, the big food companies, and all of his exercising pretty much shows it's pretty obvious. But somehow or other, because there was such a huge backlash, I mean, even this guy, who doesn't listen to anybody, listened because his political future was at stake here. That's what, very interesting how all these things happen. This guy had strong opposition and was probably going to go down the tube. I don't even know that he won't still, but he recognized, he read the tea leaves. So he said, our marketplace, both consumer and producer, needs a national biotech standard to avoid chaos in interstate commerce. Bunkum. People just want to know chaos. What a load of manure that is. No chaos here. So the what he said was also a Vermont law denigrating biotech and causing confusion would become the law of the land. So the law has been something that has been, Vermont's one of these freedom of choice states. Duh. Who would have thought in America you'd be able to choose the kind of food you want? What a concept. Oh, my God. So anyway, and by the way, Bernie Sanders was one of the leaders. One of the original reasons that I was kind of swinging not towards Sanders, because I can't stand his tax policies, but things like this that give people, and this is sort of where Trump comes in as well. Trump was for this. And anybody who feels strongly about freedom has to be for this. If you're against this, you're against freedom. It's that clear cut with me. That clear cut. And by the way, because I'm a farmer, I'm obviously pro-farmer, pro-family farmer, and this bill will help the family farmers, whereas doing what was the Monsanto way of doing things before is certainly anti-family farmer and anti-choice and anti-everything for the locavores. It just is, it was obscene. So anyway, this is the requirements that are part of the bill, if I can spend another minute on it, because I'm kind of excited about this, and I hope you are too.
I think it's great.
Yeah, it really is. A lot of the consumer groups advocated that the bill require food manufacturers to say if the food contains GMOs. Consumers who are concerned about GMOs may have to do some extra working, though, and this is part of the compromise. You have to read the label and understand what some of the other symbols are, like they have codes that they're going to use. So it's still going to be somewhat confusing, but at least it's like on the label, attention, attention, Kmart shoppers. You may be picking up food that has a GMO origin in it or on it or from it. So the legislation also prohibits the Secretary of Agriculture from considering any food product derived from an animal to be bioengineered solely because the animal may have been eaten, may have been eating bioengineered food, which is, again, not what most of the people in the public wants. So is this the best bill that could have possibly come out of the committee? No. Is it better than nothing? Yes. Because the small manufacturers, this, what I would like to have seen is this Food Safety Enhancement Act, which is part of one of the legacies of the Obama administration that will go down in history as being one of the most unfriendly things that has happened in the past 8 years, because what it does is it complete sellout to the big corporate business, corporate ag businesses, and what it does is screw the family farmer, requiring all kinds of things that are nonsense to begin with as part of what is the theater. It's like TSA for food. That's what this is. It's theater. There's nothing that happens in this Food Safety Enhancement Act that's going to do you any good. Not one thing will come of this except small farmers will go out of business and food will cost more. That's it. Other than that, you get nothing.
At least
no more safety.
Give you a pat down.
Yeah, or at least it. You feel good at the end of it.
Yeah.
So anyway, some of the farm groups say we appreciate the diligence in taking action. I belong to the National Farmers Union, and they had a press release yesterday afternoon thanking all of the parties as they do, because it is better than what would have been or could have been.
Are there going to be any I'm thinking about dairy, actually, and you, remember when they were able to pass the, what's the growth hormone, RBGH or something?
Right.
You know,
yeah,
whatever that is.
Growth hormone. Yeah, yeah.
And so now you can clearly see on any container of milk that you buy if it is, you know, organic or not, and then they all have the little warning, by the way, the cows were not treated with this, but nothing has ever been proven that it's bad. So I wonder if there's going to be a GMO label that's also going to say...
crap, too. Because it has been proven that that stuff's bad. That's just another.
I assume Monsanto that was sort of the dairy lobby.
That was more Dow Chemical. That's Dow Chemical, and yes, the dairy lobby.
So I wonder if there's going to be a non-GMO, if there's going to be some sort of a statement on packaging as well.
I think that's
GMOs
too much
have not
to
been
expect.
Proven.
Well, if you think you're relieved of GMO food being in the food supply chain, you're not you're sadly mistaken, because there's still going to be plenty more. This fight will go on for a long time.
But I'm saying I wouldn't be surprised if Monsanto or anyone else who's making GMO ingredients, I wouldn't be surprised if they push for a disclaimer as well, like the dairy growth hormone thing. It's never been proven to be unhealthy.
Right. Yeah, I think, I don't know that for a fact, but that certainly is possible. With these people. And remember, there still is a lot of, if you look at Pat Roberts, the senator from Kansas, his contributions, I'm sure you'd find in the top four, Monsanto, Dow, and the like. So Cargill and ADM, that's just what you're going to find there.
Yeah.
Because that's what their reality is.
It's great that he's the head of the Agriculture Committee.
Yeah, right. Well, that's why it's a two-way street.
America.
And they both go in the same direction. Well, that's the way the political system works. So let's do like they do at NASCAR and have them all wear jackets that have the names of the companies that have paid for them to get reelected. It's all right.
I love that. I really love that. Bipartisan support.
Yes. All right, 42 minutes after the hour, Jennifer has the television report in a matter of moments. In the meantime, I would like you to be able to avail yourself of four pillows. 1, 2, 3, 4. Four pillows. How much will you have to pay for those four pillows? Do you know how much one My Pillow costs? Aha. So you pay for one, and you get not two, not three, but four. I have had some great stories. I've heard them from listeners, gotten some email, gotten the feedback from my pals here, Victoria and Jennifer, as to their experience with a My Pillow. So you've listened to us talk about this for weeks and weeks and weeks. Now it's time for you to take some action. And even, by the way, if you took advantage of the first offer, which was two for the price of one, now you get four for the price of one. This is the best offer they've ever put forth, and it's only available for a limited time. You get four My Pillows for the price of one. Now, use the promo code DS when you call 800-874-8985. That's for Doug Steffen, obviously. Four My Pillows for the price of one at 800-874-8985. I can almost, people will not be paying attention to me for the next minute or two, because they're going to go to the phone and call that number, because I want four pillows. Who wouldn't want four pillows for the price of one, especially pillows that are so cool? So you get two of their premium pillows plus two travel pillows before you go on vacation. 800-874-8985, or you can go to mypillow.com. Use the code DS. Get four My Pillows for the price of one. Again, the number to call, 800-874-8985.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, small boxes are just $1 when you buy five or more. Staples. Make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only. Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Competitive swimmer and Olympic gold medalist Dana Vollmer is anything but ordinary, especially as a new mom.
I've had an amazing experience this past year, getting back into competitive swimming after the birth of my son. And now that I'm a mom, it's a perfect time for me to be partnering with Pampers to show my son that all things are possible when you dream big. I was so excited to get back into the water after becoming a mom, for myself, but also for my son, so he could get inspired from a young age. I want him to grow up seeing his mom achieve her dreams as a competitive swimmer and hopefully ignite his own passions for success.
How does she balance it all?
Sleep is so important in the balance of everything. I need the energy to train and to just keep up with my son. We use Pampers in our house, which provide overnight protection that helps our son have a sound night of sleep. And a good night's sleep for baby means we both wake up well-rested and ready to conquer our dreams.
For more information, go to Pampers.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint. Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I could finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dub Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today, free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, let's get to the real news of the day, Jen Jen. The celebrity guest judges have been announced for America's Got Talent. Boy, am I excited about this. Actually, I am because I love Reba McEntire.
Love this season of America's Got Talent.
I don't know who Neo is. Who's Neo?
He's a singer.
He's a singer. You would know him.
Thanks. And then George Lopez. I'm hot and cold on him. So tell us about why these guys, why are they going to need assistance? Why does Simon Cowell need anybody?
They have this advisor role. It's another way to get people to tune in with these big names. And I think it just adds credibility to the show. I mean, to have Reba McEntire a part of something, I mean, she's country royalty, really.
Yeah, she is. She's cool. All right, so that's that story. What's on tonight?
What's on tonight, Dougie? Well, not a lot because it's Friday, but I'm going to tell you the trending TV shows that you can watch tonight. These are the hottest on Twitter right now that will air tonight. The season finale of a show called Wynonna Earp. Now, I have to admit, I had not heard about this show, but it's on Sci-Fi, and it looks like it's pretty good. It's like the female. It's like a female
play on Wyatt Earp.
Yeah, that kind of fun. Wynonna Earp. It's Sci-Fi. Mm-hmm. The season finale of that, 10 p.m. Huh. And there are episodes leading up to it if you want to catch up. So I might do that tonight. Also, trending real time with Bill Maher, 10 p.m. on HBO. He's got an environmental activist, comedian Larry Wilmore will be there as well. And then,
so if you want to be annoyed, folks, tune in to Bill Maher.
That's right.
What a great way to get annoyed before you go to sleep.
Wait, but these two, before you set your DVR, Alaskan Bush People, Judgment Day on Discovery, and Ancient Aliens, The Wisdom Keepers on History, both at 9 p.m.
Ooh.
And Marriage Boot Camp. Tara Reid melts down tonight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Get away.
You're nice to get away. We have some great travel news and suggestions, information about what's going on in America as we get ready for a real big-time summer movement. Lots of people on vacation now through the 4th of July and through the summertime. So Pauline Frommer from the Frommer Travel Guides at Frommers.com will be here in a moment. One of the things we're going to solve is where the quietest seat on the plane is. Where some of the great summer food festivals are in America. That's up next here on Good Day.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are the days of stowing your phone during overseas trips coming to an end? There's a company that's giving this idea a shot during the summertime. American travelers to Europe are the beneficiaries. Let's find out more.
T-Mobile today announced that it's shaking up the wireless industry once again. Starting July 1st, T-Mobile is giving all of its customers unlimited high-speed data in European countries, from the far reaches of Russia to the volcanoes of Iceland, and all the countries in between. Here's Andrew Sherrard, CMO of T-Mobile.
International travel can be really stressful. We don't think your phone should be one of those worries. So this summer, we're giving all of our customers unlimited high-speed data in Europe. That's less time searching for Wi-Fi hotspots and more time for fun.
But that's not all. T-Mobile has something for everyone. This weekend only, it's giving millions of flyers one free hour of Gogo Wi-Fi on 33,000 domestic flights.
We wanted to show AT&T and Verizon customers what they're missing. This Friday through Sunday, flyers just have to launch Gogo from their phone, and they'll get a free hour of internet. No strings attached.
For T-Mobile, I'm Jay Curtis. Now you're in the know.
Pauline Frommer here from the Frommer Travel Guides, frommers.com. I'm sure you saw with interest the study that was done. I think it was actually sponsored by JetBlue to identify the quietest seat on the plane. Have you ever thought when you get on a plane, whether you ride the first part of the plane or the back of the plane, do you actually concentrate or think about where am I going to sit that's going to be most quiet?
No, I would assume that it has to do with how chatty the passenger next to you is. I don't know how you do a study on that.
Yeah, I thought what they did was interesting. The study was done by some pilots, interestingly enough, who said travelers ought to find a seat in front of the wings if you want something that's quiet, because behind the wings. So, for example, if you're on a 737, first 14 rows are in front of the engines, and it's 4 decibels quieter there than if you sit in the back. And also, if you sit in the middle, this is common sense, it's going to be quieter in the middle than it is on the window seats, for sure.
I've also heard it's safer over the wings, because if heaven forbid the plane crashes, that's the most stable part of the plane. That's the fuselage that's going to stick together. So two strongest reasons to sit over the wings, I guess.
Yeah, right, exactly. Strongest part of the plane. Quietest airliner is the 787, the new Boeing plane. It beats every other plane to a fare thee well in terms of quiet ride. I've only been on one once. Have you been on a 787 yet?
Not yet. I'm looking forward to it.
Quite quiet. All right. I noticed on the Frommers.com travel guide page, you have a lot of interesting focus on food festivals. This has become quite a phenomenon, has it not?
It has. You look at, for example, the Traverse City Cherry Festival. That gets 500,000 people a year. Who knew there were that many people interested in watching contests where people spit cherry seeds and bake pies? But it does. And they're going to have, like, performances by Billy Idol. Who knew he was still alive? You go to Rockland, Maine. They have contests where they put lobster traps out in the harbor, and whoever can run across the most of them without getting soaked wins. So really fun stuff and introductions to local delicacies across the United States. Berries, clams, you name it, there's a festival for it.
Yeah. I also noticed that you are concerned about the refurbishing of the QE2, Queen Mary 2.
Yeah.
Are you worried about what's going to happen to the ship itself?
Well, they added 50 more cabins. They took away a lot of deck space, so it's going to be a more crowded ship. They're spinning it as great. It's going to be so much more beautiful. We think crowded.
Right, yeah. Who wants to go with especially a ship like that, with a lot of screaming kids running all over the place?
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.